WTAW News Time is 6 minutes after 7. It's 67 degrees at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by GroundShuttle.com. Frequent and reliable luxury shuttles between BCS and both Houston airports. Commute in comfort with GroundShuttle.com. Let them do the driving. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. The Bryan School District and Superintendent Tommy Wallace have parted ways.
No one on the school board would say what led to a voluntary separation agreement, but board president Doug Wunderberger ruled out one rumor to WTAW News.
The common knowledge and rumor that's been passed around is not in any way related to what we did tonight.
Because a joint statement from the board and Wallace does not say what Wallace gets from the school district for resigning, WTAW News has filed an open records request. Mark McCall and David Stansny voted no, saying they were opposed to unidentified portions of the deal. Voting yes were Wunderberger, Felicia Benford, Trey Moore, and Ruthie Waller. Wallace did not attend the meeting. Afterwards, he sent a tweet with two Bible verses. Using the New International Version translation, Jeremiah 29:11-14 begins with, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord." Wallace also used Psalms 34, which ends with, "The Lord will rescue his servants. No one who takes refuge in him will be condemned." The board ended the meeting with a unanimous vote naming Deputy Superintendent Tim Roeke interim superintendent. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
The College Station School Board has cleared what members and administrators believe is the biggest hurdle towards changing boundaries of 5th through 12th grade campuses. Superintendent Clark Ely counted a 5-2 consensus that all three middle schools will be split into the district's two high schools as recommended by a 37-member committee. College Station Middle School will be nearly divided, while 16% of A&M Consolidated Middle School students would go to College Station High School, and 18% of students from CSISD's third middle school would go to Consolidated High School. Quinn Williams supported a more equal split.
We want to take the time and effort to go back and try to get them within 60-40, 50-50.
Carol Barrett supported the committee's recommendation.
My thinking changed literally in the middle of the night. And I trust that we're going to coach our kids up however they need to be coached up in fine arts and in middle school. If we have to hire additional staff to do that.
While no official vote was taken on splitting the middle schools, the board unanimously agreed with the committee's recommendations on grandfathering. Next week's Bryan City Council meeting will include a request made by a property owner at last week's meeting for a refund of penalties and interest. Gary Welch was among those who mailed a property tax payment to Brazos County's old tax office, but it arrived late at the new tax office. Welch says Brazos County reconsidered an earlier vote and granted the refund, and the Bryan School District has as well. But he told the council he's been trying to get an answer from the city for 2 months.
My question is, why is it that the other entities have taken up this matter and y'all haven't?
City Secretary Mary Lynn Strada says the request from Welch and others will be considered by the council next Tuesday. An international jewelry designer based in Austin was this year's featured speaker at the annual Pink Alliance Breast Cancer Advocacy Group's Surviving and Thriving Luncheon. Kendra Scott, whose business model has always included philanthropy, had a close friend die of breast cancer earlier this year.
She was a wife, a mother, a loyal friend, and she was also an inspiration to so many women. Her voice touched 53 million people in a video that she had done prior to her death. And, you know, I told her that I would be her voice, and any chance that I can come and be Holly's voice, I am.
98% of proceeds from the luncheon, as well as today's Pink Out profit share at nearly 30 restaurants, goes towards grants around the Brazos Valley. WTAW News Time is 10 minutes after 7. It's 67 degrees. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by GroundShuttle.com. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Traveling can be stressful. Let GroundShuttle.com transport you to and from the Houston airports with ease. Ground Shuttle is a local company that offers frequent and reliable shuttles between Bryan College Station and both IAH and Hobby airports. Commute in comfort with luxury shuttles with reclining seats, power outlets, and Wi-Fi on select shuttles, so you can take care of business while we take care of the traffic. With Ground Shuttle, your commute to Houston airports has never been easier. And ask about our in-town charter service and private car service in the new Mercedes S350. GroundShuttle.com. Let us do the driving.
If you're looking for a way to truly help children in need, become a CASA volunteer. CASA stands for Court-Appointed Special Advocate. It means that you'll represent the best interest of a child in need in court. You'll work with attorneys and social workers to make sure that child is safe in the foster care system. You won't be a foster parent, but you will be a voice making a real difference at a critical turning point in his or her life. Because every child deserves a chance, and that chance is you. Volunteer today at becomeacasa.org.
Malik is more than just an air conditioning company, more than a service. We are problem solvers. We are leaders in operational excellence. We are a team, and we are family. We have a passion to help you. We train every day for it. We're prepared. We roll up our sleeves and do the hard work so you don't have to. And we set the bar high in AC and heating. We are Aggies, helping Aggies. This is Malik, and we make the difference. MalikService.com. License TACLA 9262C.
On Texas A&M home football game days, you'll find Aggie fans listening to Tom Turbyville and Scott Clendon as they broadcast from the Aggie Fan Zone. This two-hour program starts 3 hours before kickoff, giving fans the latest news about the Aggies and their opponent. And it's brought to you by Reed Field Meats, R&R Tire Express, BCSRealtors.com, and Norman G. State Bank. The Aggie Fan Zone broadcast, heard right here on your flagship station for Aggie football. News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Good morning, it's 7:12. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
High pressure remains in control, but the high will be shifting east, so the weather starts to gradually change as we head into the middle portion of the work week. Today, a blend of clouds and sunshine with highs up close to 90 degrees. We're partly to mostly cloudy into tonight, 70 to 75. There could be an isolated storm. Clouds and sunshine for tomorrow, 85 to 90, with the risk of an isolated storm. And it's partly sunny during the day Thursday to start, then some afternoon clouds could lead to a shower or storm. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, Zach Taylor has audio from SEC Defensive Player of the Week, Deshaun Hall, in your Aggie football report. And Aggie volleyball, more SEC Player of the Week honors went to Jasmine Babers. Texas faces Oklahoma on Saturday in Dallas. The fate of both teams' coaches may hang in the balance. And in the NFL, the Vikings remain undefeated after beating the Giants on Monday Night Football. All the details are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Okay, here you go. Google going to have a big event today in San Francisco where they will unveil two new Android phones. It's called the Pixel and the Pixel XL.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Insiders say that the new phones will have fast processors. Yeah, it's not like they were going to be slower.
Right.
Improved cameras. Sleek aluminum and glass design.
And they don't blow up in your pocket.
Yeah, that's another good thing.
Apparently the replacements they're sending out are also blowing up.
No.
That Samsung is sending out, yes.
Well, I know we had that one case, and we thought maybe that was a third-party provider, so that might have been it.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll see. The Pixel will have a 5-inch screen. The XL will have a 5.5-inch screen. Of course, that half inch makes all the difference in the world.
Of course,
oh,
it
yeah.
Does. Both real estate. Yeah,
yeah. They're both expected to have powerful processors, at least 32 gig. Yeah, are you kidding me? Really? Remember? Hey man, I got a computer that's got 1 gig in it. Yeah, it's cool, man. Now you got 32 gig in the phone.
Yeah.
And a 12 megapixel camera. Both will get be running the newest versions of Android's operating system called Nougat.
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 Sounds like a delicious dessert.
It does.
I remember when 512 megabytes was like impressive.
Oh, yeah, sure. Wow. You can brag about that.
You got a mystery machine there. Wow.
Insiders say that Google will also introduce the first ever reality headset.
Okay.
It's called the Daydream device. Perfect.
That's all we need.
That's right. One more thing to lower your productivity at work.
Mm-hmm.
It is meant to be used with either of the two new Pixel phones. Might go for as little as $80. Reportedly also comes with a handheld controller that works like a Wii remote. So you can use it for both navigation and gameplay. Put on your goggles and forget the rest of the world. You don't have to interact with people, man. You got your
Sounds
daydream
fantastic.
Device. Well, and again, we're going to call it daydream device.
Yeah.
When is it just going to be called the procrastinator?
Well,
you know?
Exactly.
There you go.
I mean, how many people who own businesses are pulling their hair out because their productivity is going down because of, I don't know,
social media, other ways to waste time on technology,
video games,
Candy Crush.
Yeah. And now they actually want to name the device the Daydream device. Because after all, as you negotiate your new contract with your employer, don't you, by golly, want to have some daydreaming time?
What are your hobbies? Daydreaming.
Yeah. Do you expect me to have to work the whole time I'm here? I have to daydream. And these people I'm working with, they're not entertaining or stimulating in any way, so I'm going to put on my goggles, put on my headphones. I got my little device and my controller. I'm in my world.
I've got my own work to do.
That's right. Leave me alone. Leave me alone. I'm here daydreaming. All right, so, you know, again, we've talked about it before. When it's all said and done, there's going to be two of everything.
Mm-hmm.
Now, outdoor shops, maybe not so much. Bass Pro Shops did, in fact, strike a deal to acquire Cabela's for $4.5 million in cash. So the two biggest sellers of outdoor sports gear and rivals that have spent decades trying to build their over-the-top mega stores. Have you been to one? I mean, they're pretty amazing.
Yeah, they're awesome. Even if you're not into that stuff.
Yeah, you're just got to be impressed about all those things they do.
Fun stuff, yeah.
Well, and again, I don't know, just because I think Texas is different. I mean, in Texas, there people go in and actually buy that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm looking at a picture here of one of the Cabela stores in Lacey, Washington, wherever that is. And, you know, they've got a lot of pink and blue and stuff like that. Looks like, obviously, ladies' wear and casual wear.
Mm.
We do camo in Texas, okay?
Yeah, we
camo
do.
Camo and neon orange.
That's right.
That's what I love about walking into those places is that all you see is just camo and
That's
orange.
It.
It's awesome.
Both Cabela's and the Bass Pro Shops have earned cult followings for their oversized outposts filled with hunting, fishing, and outdoor gear, as well as the taxidermy and the fishing exhibits as well.
Oh, yeah. The exhibits and the displays are what really make it.
The deal could create a national chain with more than 180 locations, roughly 40,000 workers, and control between about 20% of the $50 billion hunting, camping, and fishing market.
Okay, now who bought who?
Well, what they're saying is that it was Pro Bass Shop that bought Cabela's.
Okay, now, so do you think they'll keep the name then, Bass Pro Shops?
Well, you know, I don't know what they'll do as far as that's concerned, because like they said, there is a cult following there. There are some people who have some brand loyalty, but of course, if this is the only one...
Right, you got to make the switch.
And yeah, exactly. Now, it'll be interesting to know what the manufacturers feel about this, because maybe they could play one against the other as far as display space is concerned, as far as pricing is concerned. Now, if there's just one player, it's kind of like a Walmart situation.
Right.
You know? They're kind of the big boys in town. Hello.
Hey, Scott.
Yeah.
Hey, the Bass Pro Shops in Round Rock were in there way back, and it has a bowling alley and a bar and grill in it.
Of course it does.
Awesome.
A bowling alley at the Bass Pro Shop.
Yeah.
See if they keep this news on the down low, though, they could have an interesting opportunity to say, you know, this is the Bass Pro Shop version, but this is the Cabela's version.
Yeah. Well, too bad. The Infomaniacs already broke the news.
That's true.
Everybody's listening.
But either way, they get it, you know.
They do. And again, we'll see how all this plays out, because there certainly was some store loyalty involved there. And in Texas, I don't know how many stores each of them have. I know they were fairly close in the number of stores they had nationwide, but I don't know how as far as Texas is concerned.
Mm.
There are 85 Cabela stores and there are 99 Bass Pro Shops is the way it shows right now. So
okay.
We'll see. And they're also up in Canada. They're not just here.
All right.
Let me see. Oh, hey, we haven't had a Jennifer Garner story in how long?
A couple weeks.
Yeah. Hello?
What was that price tag that Bass Pro bought Cabela's for? $4 million? Is that what you said?
$4.5 billion.
Okay. All right.
Billion. Yeah. No, it's with a B. It's with a B.
They can call it Cabela's Bass Pro Prop.
Well, they might do that, yeah. Jennifer Garner loves to toy with the paparazzi. She apparently left the gym yesterday saying she was dating Brad Pitt. All right.
That's
cute.
Yeah,
we'll see how all that goes. Don't forget, it's the big vice presidential debate tonight. No, you don't have to be able to name both candidates to watch, but if you want to, it'll be there. Just saying. 7:21, the school districts are in the news for...
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Lots of things.
Different reasons.
Yes.
The College Station School District, their 37-member ginormous committee.
Yep.
That we know nobody was happy with 100% of what they came up with. But they've kind of got some grandfather stuff moved in here. They addressed basically 5 through 12?
Right. Yeah. So the board unanimously agreed with the committee's recommendations on grandfathering.
Okay.
And then there was some, obviously, discussion about how to split. The big thing has been splitting the middle schools. Where do the middle school kids go into high school? How do they funnel into the high schools?
And again, obviously, people my age had no choice. You only went to one high school. That's where, and actually, you only went to one, we used to call them back then, junior high, because that was the only one in town. And, you know, even as you ended up having a couple of middle schools, I mean, there's some, I guess, rivalry. But at some point, and especially in College Station, both schools from an athletic and academic standard seem to be doing pretty well in their extracurricular activities. I know, maybe you grew up thinking you're going to be a Tiger, and now you're not. You're going to end up being a Cougar, and I know that'll upset you for a little while.
Hey, if you're a Cougar, you shouldn't feel too bad. Their football team's undefeated.
Well,
so. Then,
exactly. But what I'm saying is, at some point, we have to build it from an efficiency standpoint.
Right.
That's where we really have to go. And I understand you may have to make new friends, and that may be a little bit different. You don't have to make new friends. You'll be exposed to new friends.
Right.
Okay, you can still have your friends if they're going to another campus. I mean, that makes for some good lighthearted fun, right?
Well, and I had friends from from across town. I had friends in College Station School District when I was going to Bryan because of tournament sports. How many times have we talked about kids playing, you know, outside of their schools?
Sure.
There's so many kids these days who are playing club sports and tournament sports, and you're getting to play with, you know, not only kids from this area, but Houston and in the surrounding smaller areas, Navasota. So you're going to have other friends in other areas anyway.
And you do. What you do there is you – because, again, back from my situation, we knew very few people from Bryan because Consolidated was smaller than Bryan and they weren't in the same district.
Oh, and that's true, too.
They would very seldom play each other. Maybe they play in basketball or baseball. That's about it. I mean, we knew who those other people were, but we didn't necessarily interact with them at that point. Well, now, like you say, because of club sports, those things are different. You do know people beyond your campus boundaries. And I understand, okay, you thought you were going to be a whatever, but you're not. You're going to be a something else. It's the efficiency of putting the kids where they need to be, what the balance needs to be. And obviously, what the school board, what this committee has to do is look at the socioeconomic factors that are involved as well. There has to be a look as far as that's concerned. Because I think, as one of the people said who you had on, we're going to have to start talking about a third high school. We are going to have to start talking about a fourth middle school.
I mean,
those are the realities. And geography does enter into so much of this because all that growth is down south of Rock Prairie now, and that's where the campuses are going to have to be. And there will be people who will go to school in College Station and never know each other, never see each other simply because of that.
And that's just kind of the nature of the beast. And two, I was an athlete. Athletics was probably the most important thing to me in high school.
Okay.
I mean, that was what, you know. Now, obviously, my education was, too. I graduated, you know, high at the top of my class. But, you know, when it comes down to it, education is the most important thing. And so you have to remember that, you know, the teachers and how many students they have per class and, you know, the variety of students and everything, that's important, too. I know extracurriculars are, you know, they really do a lot for a kid in their development as they're growing up. But you have to think about the educational standpoint as well.
Yep.
And I, you know, I'm going to say this, and I may be wrong, and it may get people mad, but I think there's a homogeneous tendency to College Station that you don't have in Bryan. I think that if you spread it out, and I think that's what they're trying to do. Again, they're trying to balance the schools so that the enrollment pretty much looks the same.
Right.
You take that, and then you take the how far do you have to bus kids? I know it's a difficult mix, and I know that not everybody's going to be happy, but. But I have to think they've probably done a pretty good job.
Yeah, this is hard for me to weigh in on because being from Houston, my school, even schools in my district were very far away.
Yeah.
So I wasn't really friends with many people in other schools.
True.
So it's hard. I can't imagine though if I had to have been relocated to another one of those schools and lost all my friends. So from that standpoint, I can kind of relate on that, you know, part of the issue.
And I'd be remiss if I didn't kind of go back and revisit what we talked about last hour, and that is that a state senator in Texas is trying to introduce legislation that will mean that schools will teach students how to act when they are stopped by law enforcement.
Yep.
Think about that, okay? Mm. Mulling over some new language and guidelines from the Texas Department of Public Safety as to how drivers should respond and react when they see the flashing lights in their rearview mirrors. So I understand attendance zones, and that gets you a little bit ginned up. Consider some of the things that now schools are having to talk about, and you understand how times have changed. Mm-hmm. It's 7:26.
Shift into savings at your local Kubota dealer. Right now, you can get the Subcompact BX, the Compact B or L Series, or the bigger MX Special Utility Tractor with a low down payment, 0% APR for 84 months, and a full 6-year limited powertrain warranty. See your participating Kubota dealer by December 31st. Now through December 31st, 2016. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about costs and terms. For complete warranty details, see Kubota.com or your authorized Kubota dealer.
Kubota. Value, efficiency, and performance. Find a Kubota dealer near you at TexasKubotaDealers.com.
Good morning. It's 7:27. Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. They also do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to AnchorFoundationRepair.net. We'll be close to 90 today under mostly sunny skies. 72 will be our low tonight. Chance of some showers in the forecast here in the middle of the week at about 20%, and we'll be right around 90, still cooling down to near 70 as we move later through the week. As far as Saturday is concerned right now, sunshiny skies and a high of 79. Currently, we've got easterly winds at 5, 91% relative humidity, fair skies, and we've got 67 out there.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
There was a Harvard forum last week. The New York Times editor Dean Baquet was there, and Bob Woodward of the Washington Post. They were asked, if the Post of the Times were to get Donald Trump's tax returns, would you publish them? Both Woodward and Baquet said that their newspaper's lawyers would argue against it. They acknowledged it was illegal, but both said they would publish anyway. Baquet said that he was willing to risk going behind bars to do it. Well, this past weekend, the New York Times did indeed publish a partial 1995 tax return from Trump without his permission, knowing it was illegal. Now, the drive-bys are obsessing about whether Trump's claimed losses allowed him to avoid paying taxes in the years that followed. They don't give a rip about violating his legal right to privacy on his tax returns. And that's because to liberals, the law doesn't matter. All that counts is their political agenda. And this belief runs deep. It's the same mindset that drove Lois Lerner at the IRS to illegally persecute Tea Party groups. It's the same mindset behind Obama's bypassing Congress and the Constitution to try to grant amnesty to illegal immigrants. It's the mindset that created sanctuary cities. And it's why Hillary Clinton ignored laws about government records, why she set up a private server, and why she then deleted emails under federal investigation. Now, if this lawlessness isn't stopped, we are no longer going to have one nation under the rule of law. There's always going to be an America. But I shudder to think what it's going to be if this keeps up.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
One of the largest internet companies confirmed a data breach affecting at least 500 million accounts. It's one of the biggest breaches of all time. Stolen information included usernames, passwords, phone numbers, birth dates, and emails. According to a 2016 Javelin report, 32.1 million people were notified of a data breach in 2015. If you are notified of a breach, you are 7 times more likely to be a victim of identity fraud than those who are not notified. Now, while no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions with all businesses, with LifeLock, you have the best protection against this. Join and you'll get a special 15% discount. Visit LifeLock.com and use the promo code RUSH15. That's RUSH15 to receive a 15% off discount. The offer ends October 30th, or you can call 800-440-4833, 800-440-4833, offer code RUSH15.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
AMCO Insurance began providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley over 140 years ago. Today, we still realize the importance of providing the best products backed by excellent service. AMCO's insurance advisors have the experience to design an insurance package to fit your needs, whether you're a business owner or need coverage for your auto, home, or family. Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-AMCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 67 degrees here at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Better Homes and Gardens, Real Estate Preferred Living. We work where you live. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Tommy Wallace is no longer superintendent of the Bryan School District.
The Bryan School Board voted 4-2 to accept a voluntary separation agreement with Wallace. David Stansney and Mark McCall voted no.
I'm not opposed to the separation and the, most of the terms in there, but I do have some concerns about some of the terms.
And I agree with Mr. Stansney.
Voting yes, Doug Wunderberger, Felicia Benford, Trey Moore, and Ruthie Waller. What was unanimous was no one would explain their vote.
I don't think I can add anything to my comments.
Could I refer you to the board president, Dr. Wunderberger?
We'll have a joint release here shortly.
Comments to Dr. Wunderberger.
And again, we'll refer all statements to Dr. Wunderberger and the joint press release.
We have a press release that will give the information that we can on the voluntary separation agreement. I cannot comment at this time on the contents of it.
Because a joint statement from the board and Wallace does not spell out what Wallace gets from Bryan ISD for resigning, WTAW News filed an open records request. That could take 2 months for a response if the board decides to let the Attorney General's office make the decision. No one said what led to Wallace's departure, but the board president said the common knowledge and rumor that's been passed around is not in any way related to what we did tonight. Wallace, who did not attend the meeting, sent a tweet quoting two Bible verses from the Old Testament. One was Psalms 34, the other Jeremiah 29:11-14, where the last verse from the New International Version states, "I will gather you from all the nations and places where I have banished you, declares the Lord, and will bring you back to the place from which I carried you into exile." The board also named Deputy Superintendent Tim Roeke interim superintendent on a unanimous vote. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
The biggest hurdle has been cleared by the College Station School Board in determining new boundaries for 5th through 12th grade campuses. Five of the seven members favored splitting students from all three middle schools between the two high schools. Board President Valerie Yokin, who was part of the majority consensus, also called on administrators to change the middle school mindset.
We're going to have to rebrand our middle schools so that they have their own identity, because this is not the end, guys. And we've already talked about, you know, when are we going to have the third high school? Then what are we going to do when we have the fourth middle school?
While College Station Middle School will be split nearly 50-50 between the high schools, Quinn Williams was opposed to 18% of students from the district's new third middle school going to Consolidated and 16% of Consolidated Middle School students going to College Station High.
The 85% at one school is going to have that school spirit, and the 15 that are tagging along with that 85 for 7th and 8th grade.
Williams and Mike Nugent favored all Consolidated Middle School students going to Consolidated High, all students in the yet-to-be-built 3rd Middle School going to College Station High, and the nearly even split at College Station Middle School. The board also resolved grandfathering by unanimously adopting the committee's recommendations. Last week's Bryan City Council meeting included a public speaker requesting the city waive penalties and interest for those who mailed last year's tax statements to the old tax office and they arrived late to the new tax office. Gary Welch says county commissioners who initially decided their request reconsidered and refunded the penalties and interest. Welch says the Bryan School District has also made the refund, but he came to last week's council meeting after getting no response from city staff.
I sent a letter to the city of Bryan on July 26th of this year asking for the refund. I haven't heard anything back. I've also sent two subsequent emails asking to be contacted by email or phone call, and I haven't heard anything about it. And I'm just wondering if this is going to get dealt with and if y'all are going to, you know, address our questions.
City Secretary Mary Lynn Strada says the request will be considered at next Tuesday's council meeting. A Sunday morning alarm resulted in Bryan police going to the Compass Bank branch on Briarcrest near Villa Maria. A third-party security company reported seeing two black men at the ATM inside the bank foyer. According to the arrest report, one of the men was caught running in front of the bank with a crowbar. 27-year-old Christopher Tarver is accused of shattering the front glass of the building, ripping open the ATM door, and damaging the security pad to the safe. The first week of October, firefighters from the Twin Cities remember those around Texas who lost their lives on the job during the past 12 months. During yesterday's Fallen Firefighter Memorial Program, College Station Interim Chief Joe Warren talked about the improvements made in safety, equipment, training, and technology.
This year, College Station Fire Department will implement our third safety officer. This will assist our incident commanders and our firefighters on the fire scene to make sure that our fire grounds are safe. Also, we will be putting our second ladder truck in service in 2017, which will also help us with firefighter safety.
Five Texas firefighters lost their lives last year. The first of two annual fundraisers for the Pink Alliance Breast Cancer Support Group took place yesterday. The featured speaker at another sellout, surviving and thriving luncheon was international jewelry designer Kendra Scott. While she has not had cancer, her stepfather died of brain cancer and a close friend died of breast cancer earlier this year. Before the luncheon, Scott told local reporters, you have to surround yourself with people who love and believe in you.
I've had so many wonderful people in my life. I have a wonderful mom and sisters and father and that believed in me even when I didn't believe in myself. Because there are days that you're going to think this is too hard or I can't do this. There are many days I thought that I wouldn't be able to keep my business. And I was reminded by the people that love me that you can do this.
Today, there was a profit share with nearly 30 restaurants. The list is online at pinkalliance.org. 98% of Pink Alliance fundraising goes towards grants around the Brazos Valley. WTAW News Time is 7:38. It's 67 degrees. The text line is open, 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate Preferred Living. More news at the top of the hour or anytime online, WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Texas Regional Eye Center is Aggieland's exclusive home for LASIK vision correction. And now for a limited time, you can save up to $760 on all laser LASIK. Financing is available with nothing down and $180 for 24 months. Call Texas Regional Eye Center today at 774-0498. Or visit TexasRegionalEye.com. Save over $700 on LASIK. Available in Aggieland, only at Texas Regional Eye Center.
You won't find many local businesses that have been around for 70 years, but Acme Glass has. They started in 1946 in downtown Bryan, where they are right now. The Moorheads have been providing glass for people under all sorts of circumstances ever since then. Now, they've added a location in College Station across the main entrance from A&M. But Acme Glass has done this from day one, and that is give you the service that you want with a quality product. Glass still does what glass has always done, but it does even more now. And if you'd like to see some of the uses of glass, especially in homes and businesses that Acme Glass has done around town, then stop by and they'll be glad to show you, share some examples. Of course, you think of auto glass, and that makes perfect sense because that's how most of us interact when it comes to needing some sort of glass repair or replacement. And Acme Glass can fix those little pops that happen when a pebble or something gets thrown up into your windshield. They'll do it while you wait, and quite often your insurance can take care of that for you. And remember that if you buy your windshield from Acme Glass and you have those pops or little cracks right there, they'll fix those for you free for as long as you own the car. Again, in downtown Bryan and across from the main entrance at A&M, Acme Glass.
Hi, I'm Cletus Cowboy Davis. Recently, I had a young couple come to my office, and they had a new baby, and they did not have an up-to-date will. They needed this, and this was the greatest gift that the husband could provide for his wife. And so if you do not have a current will or you need one updated, call Cletus Cowboy Davis, one of the more mature lawyers in Brazos County.
779-7200 or familyandestatelaw.com.
Howdy, Ags. This is Michelle at Texas Country Catering. It's time to think about scheduling your holiday parties. Here at Texas Country Catering, we can take your gathering to another level with our made-from-scratch foods. Our food is homemade from our Czech family recipes. Call me now at 979-229-1709. Again, that's 979-229-1709. Or go to our website at texascountrycatering.com. From large banquets to small family gatherings, my family is ready to serve you the food that is truly a step above.
741. Good morning, Infomaniacs. News Talk 1620 WTAW. We've got weather for you. It's brought to you by Action Sports. Home of the new Can-Am Spyder and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on actionsportstx.com.
High pressure remains in control of the pattern, though things are going to break down a little bit over the next 24 hours as the high continues to slowly shift off to the east. We're going to be partly to mostly sunny at times today with a high of 85 to 90. Clouding up tonight, there could be a stray shower or storm. Overnight lows near 70. Tomorrow, a mixture of clouds and sunshine developing with highs of 85 to 90. Turns partly to mostly cloudy Thursday, 85 to 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, Zach Taylor's got your Aggie football report. Also, Jasmine Babers garners SEC Player of the Week honors for A&M volleyball. Elsewhere in college football, Charlie Strong and Bob Stoops' performance will be under the microscope this weekend as Texas faces Oklahoma. And in the NFL, one team remains undefeated in the NFC North, and that's the Vikings after beating the Giants last night. All the details are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go. In about an hour, we will play an interview that Bill Oliver did last night with the president of the Bryan School Board. So we'll have some more information as far as that goes. You know, just because there's a change at the top doesn't mean everything's changed. You know what I'm saying? I mean, some of the things that some of the challenges that they have, they still remain just because there may be a new face there. So we'll watch that anyway. It's and obviously, there's not a lot of information out there. It's rather rather obtuse in what we can find, but we'll hope to get some more information and let you know soon. In the meantime, how you doing on your Christmas shopping? Oh, can we say that holiday shopping?
Okay,
we'll say
holiday shopping. Oh. Yeah. Is it December 24th yet?
Yeah, no, because see, it's October, and so now you're supposed to be thinking about that. Well, creditcards.com says roughly 1 million people are completely done with their shopping.
Wow.
While another 34 million have already started their gift buying.
Overachievers.
Yeah. By the end of November. Or they got nothing else to do.
Oh, yeah. Maybe.
By the end of November, 1/4 of U.S. American adults plan to have finished. Plan to have finished their shopping. See how that works out for you.
Who can afford Christmas gifts in this economy?
Okay.
My dad's birthday is in 2 days, and I haven't even thought about that.
He's not listening, is he?
No, he probably
okay.
is.
Okay. Maybe. Yeah. Well, okay. Then you got to find one of those things that really looks like you gave it a lot of thought.
Yeah, okay.
Breakfast with Chelsea.
All right. Yeah. Think about all the time somebody has tossed something your way, a book, a pen, piece of clothing, whatever, with the intention of you catching it, okay? Much of the time, you probably do catch whatever it is, or at least you kind of fumble at it. Every so often, though, maybe you miss it entirely.
Yeah.
Okay, no idea that it is coming your way until it smacks you on the side of the head or whatever. It's okay. It does not mean you are a klutz. It could mean you are experiencing, because, once again, you have nothing else to worry about. Let's see, this week, have we had a story about whether coffee is good or bad for you? Because we have one just about every week.
Yeah.
We have all the things that are going to kill us, you know, whether it's asteroids or whatever.
Right.
Now, one more thing for you to worry about, motion blindness.
Oh, no.
It is the inability to see moving objects. The blind spot isn't just for driving. Plenty of people have it all the time.
Oh, man.
But a study published by Psychological Science, that's got to be a fun read. Made the case that it has nothing to do with blindness. In fact, it isn't a vision problem at all. Instead, it happens when something gets lost in translation between your eyes and your brain.
Yeah.
Now, it makes the other person laugh.
It's a registering sort of problem.
Exactly. When they throw it at you, they think, oh, way to go, nice guy.
How do you figure out you have that, too?
Well,
I mean, like,
right?
You go
yeah.
to the doctor and say, I just keep getting hit by stuff that I never saw coming.
That's right, yeah. I'm not sure. And again, how often does it have to happen for you to actually know? But
right.
they say here that there are people who could get it all the time.
It's interesting.
Just, if you have caught something, then just figure you don't have it. All
yeah.
right? Okay. All right. How many commercials are there out there about six-pack abs? How many? I mean,
a lot.
How many infomercials are there about that?
A good bit.
It is, yeah. It's the goal of almost everybody who starts that exercise plan to get that six pack, right? Get those abs going. Is it realistic?
No.
You're right. It's not. We got the muscles. We all have the muscles right there. But getting the definition requires you to get rid of that stuff between the outside, the epidermis, and where the muscles are.
Right, the little layer of fat.
And yeah, that's it. And so that is the really hard part. And because fat tends to come off in reverse order, in other words, the first place you store it is the last place you lose it, it's just pretty much impossible for you to be able to
do that. I've got a six-pack. It's under there somewhere.
It is. That's it.
That's what blows my mind is that we all have a six-pack.
That's right. You could
somewhere in there.
Do this. Lay down on the floor and do that half sit-up thing. See, and there it is. It's down there. You can feel it. That makes you feel really good. It's down there somewhere. As much as we may like the look, the truth is that the six-pack abs are actually pretty useless as any kind of a measure of fitness.
Really? Okay.
We're trying to make you feel good here.
All right.
Six-pack indicates absolutely nothing about your speed, nothing about your strength, nothing about your stamina or your flexibility, or even your overall health.
Really?
All it means is that you are lean enough in your midsection for your muscles to show. So there.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with your core.
No,
yeah,
that's not important. All that six-pack ab stuff is just a chance to sell some videos. Hello?
Yeah, I have a six-pack. It's just covered up with a keg.
Yeah. Hello?
Well, you know, you got that six-pack down there, but you got 2 3/4 of a keg sitting on top of it.
That is the problem, without a doubt.
Oh, man.
All right, here we go. So we'll move on. See, now don't you feel better?
Yes,
don't
I
you
do.
Feel better about
I
yourself?
Do.
Absolutely.
Because, you know, if you're gonna tense over that, if you're going to be, you know, just gritting your
just
teeth.
Just give it up,
you
guys. Give it up.
Just know it has nothing to do with how fit you really are. Okay, did your mom teach you to line the oven with aluminum foil?
The oven?
The oven.
No.
No, okay. Well, if she did, she's wrong.
Okay, okay. Good.
So there. She didn't
Thanks,
do that.
Thanks, Mom.
Yep.
All right, didn't
Not
learn
Not only
that.
Is it a bad idea, it could void your oven's warranty. Consumer Reports took a look at the use and care guides of several ranges and found aluminum foil warnings in most of them. And again, I have to believe this is from an older time. Because now everybody's got self-cleaning ovens, right?
Mm-hmm.
You just lock the door, it goes up to whatever it is, 600 degrees, and it just burns whatever it is down there, and you wipe it up. But aluminum foil can trap heat, melt onto the surfaces, actually, and pose a risk of shock or fire. So lining baking sheets with foil is a good idea.
Okay, I've done that. That's what I was thinking.
Okay. Yeah, although cookies will spread more, brown on the bottom more, and they'll be a little bit crisper. So if you like the crispy thing, then that's okay.
All right.
Seaweed that tastes like bacon?
We talked about this.
I know
it's
we
still
did.
Still seaweed.
And what's happened? It really, believe it or not, we started talking about this in July of 2015. Our researchers at Oregon State patented this new strain of seaweed that tasted like bacon when it was cooked. Looks like translucent red lettuce. It also has twice the nutritional value of kale, and it grows very quickly. Researchers working on a new food source for sea snails when a colleague pointed out that the bacon seaweed had a potential for a new industry for Oregon. No U.S. companies grow red algae for people to eat, but the seaweed had been consumed by people in Northern Europe for centuries.
Interesting.
They've been doing it there for a long time.
I'm all about it. I love bacon.
Yeah, I know, but it's not.
It's not.
That's the thing, is it's not.
It's not
but if
bacon.
It, if it really tastes like it, though.
Yeah.
Which,
and if it's healthier than kale, it can't be good.
No, right? It can't. Yeah. And but I'm just, it's there.
It so tastes bacon-ish.
If you want to try that, I guess that's probably
fine. If you want a six-pack, go eat the bacon seaweed.
Got it.
Chuck, I love that Brazos Valley Floor and Design brings all the home design elements together.
That's right, Suzanne. Custom, precision-cut granite, the latest in lighting technologies, and over 1 million square feet of Flooring America floors.
And we have the friendly staff to help you with your selections.
So visit Brazos Valley Floor and Design on Welburn Road across from Rock Prairie. Still the largest selections at the best prices.
And that's a promise.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Betalift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Betalift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Betalift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
I think at some point, every parent asks the same question. When will I have some time for me? We all face the same dilemma. We're too busy. Deadlines control our work week, and our kids' ball games and activities can take up most of the weekend. As the months go by, we're left wondering if life will ever slow down. It's become a serious problem for many parents, in part because we can become overcommitted to our children. I believe in getting children involved in sports, music, or the chess club. But if we're not careful, our kids' schedule can overtake our own. The next thing you know, we're running ourselves ragged going from one activity to the next. Our own commitments can be a problem, too. I read one study that reported 40% of American workers won't pull themselves away from their jobs long enough to use their paid vacation time. 40%! That's an incredible number of exhausted people. I believe strongly in my staff getting away from their jobs and spending quality time with their families. I'll even ask in meetings, has everybody taken advantage of their vacation time this year? And I hope every hand goes up. It can be a struggle to find balance when life gets so busy, but it's important that we do. Our children need us to be engaged and present in their lives, and we can only do that if we take good care of ourselves. For more to help you thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies, and rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, for a man aged 45 non-tobacco user, it's $1 million of coverage at $75 per month, level rate for the next 10 years. Or a man aged 50 non-tobacco user can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110 per month, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rate guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At TermBusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote at 877-804-2121. That's 877-804-2121. You're probably paying more than you should. Call TermBusters at 877-804-2121. That's 877-804-2121. Remember, 877-804-2121. Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes for preferred non-tobacco underwriting. Exam required to qualify.
Good morning. I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports. It's 7:53. Well, the Aggs take on Tennessee on Kyle Field Saturday at 2:30 p.m. And with your Aggie football report, here's Zach Taylor.
Texas A&M defensive end Deshaun Hall has been named SEC Defensive Player of the Week following his performance in last Saturday's 24-13 win over South Carolina. Hall, a senior from Seattle, Washington, made 6 total tackles in the win, collecting 2 sacks and 3.5 tackles for loss. And it was a solid performance, especially when you consider the Aggies were without injured All-American defensive end Miles Garrett.
I just try to play my hardest. I try to play my heart out, try to give everything for my teammates, try to feel Miles' presence, basically, and just try to help my team out in every aspect as I could.
Deshaun hopes to have his teammate back for this Saturday when the 8th-ranked Aggies welcome 9th-ranked Tennessee to town. Kickoff is set for 2 p.m. at Kyle Field, with pregame with Dave and Dave getting underway at 1:30 on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM, as well as News Talk 1620 WTAW. And that's been your Aggie Football Report. I'm Zach Taylor.
Thanks, Zach. Don't forget you can also catch the Sumlin Show tonight at 7 o'clock on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Don't forget ESPN College Game Day is also going to be in town. They start at 8 a.m. Also in college football, there will be more at stake than usual for Texas coach Charlie Strong and Oklahoma coach Bob Stoops at this year's showdown game Saturday in Dallas. Both schools have traditionally ranked among college football's top programs, but both are off to disappointing starts by their standards. Texas Athletic Director Mike Perrin told a reporter after Saturday's 49-31 loss to number 20 Oklahoma State, quote, "We need to evaluate what happened here. A Longhorn spokesman, John Bianco, later said parents' comments were about the coaching staff needing to evaluate the game and the issues the team had on the field. Strong, who has a 13-16 record at Texas and a 9-12 mark in Big 12 play, has been under intense scrutiny since taking over at Texas. He said Perrin hasn't assured him that his job is safe. Also, Texas running back Chris Warren III is out indefinitely after injuring his right knee Saturday against Oklahoma. Warren missed the second half against Oklahoma State after rushing for 106 yards on 10 carries in the first half. For the season, he's rushed for 366 yards and 3 touchdowns with a 5.9-yard average per carry. Another SEC Defensive Player of the Week for A&M has been named, as Texas A&M volleyball's middle blocker Jasmine Babers has been given the honors. It's the sixth time Babers has received the honor during her career and her first time to garner the accolade this season. Elsewhere in the SEC, Alabama breezed through most of its early schedule with lopsided wins and one big comeback. Now the top-ranked Crimson Tide enters the meat of its schedule with 3 straight games against top 20 teams, 2 of them on the road. The stretch begins Saturday at number 16 Arkansas with the Tide, then going to number 9 Tennessee before a home game with number 8 Texas A&M. In the NFL, Dak Prescott never gets tricked by the question, no matter how someone asks what happens when Tony Romo returns from his latest back surgery. The answer will only get more complicated for the Cowboys if the rookie keeps playing this well in his record-setting debut. With a victory at home against Cincinnati on Sunday, Dallas will be guaranteed a winning record for the widely projected Romo return date of October 30th. Prescott has led the Cowboys to 3 straight wins after a loss in the opener dropped them to 1-14 without Romo since the 2013 finale. The Cowboys take on the Bengals Sunday, October 9th at Jerry World at 3:25 p.m. On Monday Night Football, Sam Bradford was 26 of 36 for 262 yards and a touchdown as the Minnesota Vikings beat the New York Giants 24-10. The 4-0 Vikings rushed for a season-high 104 yards and got touchdown runs from Matt Asiata and Jerick McKinnon. Giants receiver Odell Beckham Jr. still hasn't scored a touchdown this season after being held to 3 catches for 23 yards. Also in the NFL, the status of reigning NFL MVP Cam Newton is uncertain for the Panthers game Sunday against Tampa Bay. That's the word from Coach Ron Rivera, who says his star quarterback met with doctors a day after suffering a concussion in Sunday's loss to Atlanta. Meanwhile, Broncos coach Gary Kubiak says he's ready to go with quarterback Trevor Siemian in Sunday's game against the Falcons. In the NBA, Tim Duncan wasn't with San Antonio as players and teams around the NBA began adjusting to new circumstances Monday. Duncan retired after last season, but the Spurs will wait at least one more game to gauge what they'll look like without him. They left LaMarcus Aldridge, Manu Ginobili, Tony Parker, Danny Green, Patty Mills, and newcomer Pau Gasol all behind when they traveled to Phoenix to face the Suns. And that's a look at your sports update. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
It's time to go back in time. Bud Light invites you to join the fun of the Texas Renaissance Festival every weekend beginning Saturday, October 8th through Sunday, November 27th, including Thanksgiving Friday. Share in the merriment of hundreds of live performances, the taste of over 1,000 foods, and the fun of dozens of games and rides. Only a 55-acre theater could contain this much adventure. Tickets are on sale now at texrenfest.com. Don't miss the legendary revelry of the Texas Renaissance Festival, brought to you by Bud Light. Huzzah!
Come on down, Hillco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Metal roofing has gained popularity in Texas over the past few decades for good reason. One roof that can withstand the challenges of the changing Texas weather is a quality, durable metal roof from Hilco. Hilco metal roofs will not rot, burn, or peel, and can brave wind and hail that would leave conventional roofs in the dust. Heat-reflective Hilco roofs also reduce your energy costs by lowering attic temperatures during the summer. Stop by Hilco, just 2 miles south of Navasota on Highway 6, to see all their color and profile options. Or call 936-825-0500.
Come on down to Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hilco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or hilcosupply.com.
Good morning. Got the news coming up in just a few minutes. You know, in the last newscast, it was perfect because Donald Trump was about to say something, and then they ran that test of the Texas broadcast.
Yeah, it's like a teaser.
I know. We don't know what he said. I will never, ever know. By the way, if you need a reason to celebrate today, it's National Taco Day.
Woo-hoo!